to tonight's class. I'll explain a bit more about the theme as we get into the practice itself. But basically, the class tonight is honouring tomorrow's full moon. So we're going to be incorporating the lunar elements into the class, the elements of creativity, intuition, and loving compassion, as well as incorporating some info about the very auspicious day on Friday, 11, 11, 11. So it's all about the wands. So it's all tonight's class is all about the lunar aspect of the practice and oneness. So we're going to start in a comfortable seated position, and we are going to be in this position for about 10 minutes. So I would advise you to choose a way of sitting that feels really comfortable. So not anything remotely challenging, else you'll be distracted away from your breath and you'll need to fidget. So trying to find a way of sitting that feels good for you. And if you are sitting cross-legged, I really recommend elevating your hips and trying to find a way of having your knees slightly lower than your hips. So a bit more elevation usually does the trick with that. And then that way the kind of resistance is taken out of the hip flexors a little bit. Just going to rest our hands onto our lap, close our eyes, and just draw ourselves inwards. I know lots of you have had quite a traumatic journey to get here tonight with the traffic, so it might take a while for you to settle in, but just trying to bring your awareness, if you can, initially into your posture, feeling into your body and wiggling out any little parts of tension, adjusting your clothing, so that you can try and sit as tall as possible over your sitting bones. Balancing your weight out evenly over the left and the right sitting bone. And perhaps drawing back slightly so you're resting in the centre of your sitting bones, not rocking too far forwards or too far back. As you weight your sitting bones down into the earth, just begin to lift the heart upwards so you're gathering length along your waist and equally along the front and the back body. Let the shoulder blades just melt down into the back and slightly roll the front of your shoulders back, letting your collarbones and your heart spread open. Slightly lifting the hind skull so that your chin moves towards your chest a little and the back of the neck lengthens. So we've got a lovely long open channel right from your tailbone all the way up along the length of your spine to the crown of your head. Softening your facial muscles and then bringing awareness to your breath. Breathing in gently through the nose and out completely through your nose. If you feel like you're carrying a lot of tension with you after your journey, if you want to, just blow the breath out with some nice soft sighs to really feel as though you're letting any tension release, then feel free to do that if you prefer. But just trying to find a nice, even, rhythmic flow to your breath. And as I said, our class tonight, we're going to be inviting in all the lunar qualities. So really beginning to slow our practice down. And our practice tonight is also about oneness. And the number 11 is a very powerful master number according to the science of numerology. It's really associated with inspiration, creativity, light and truth and intuition. And it's really said to be the time of new cycles, of new beginnings. And so the time 11:11 is understood to be a real wake-up call and a real opportunity to let go of any stagnant energy, any things that have been holding you back or any things that you've been holding on to. And also a time to be released from any karmic scripting. So it might not only be patterns from this lifetime, it might be several patterns that have been reoccurring. So this symbol 11, 11, 11 is a symbol that change is on its way, and with this awareness we can begin to experience a more authentic existence by moving towards oneness and letting go of the sense of separation that we have often in this existing world. As we move into inwards in our practice tonight through the lunar channels, we're hopefully going to begin to connect with our intuition, with our own truth, with our own light. And when we can connect to those areas and begin to accept our influence on the planet and begin to let go of negative qualities, we can begin to move towards this more authentic existence, living in a world of oneness and sharing rather than separateness. So in our practice tonight, we'll move inwards, slow down, reconnect, so that we can tap into that intuitive self, revealing our own passions and dreams so that we can share them with others. So the gateway often to this union, to this merging and oneness, is the breath. So we're going to start with some nice simple pranayama to begin our journey. So we're going to be inhaling and exhaling for the count of four. I'm going to count for you, so you don't need to worry about that. But I'd love for you to try and spread the count through the entire, spread the breath through the entire count. So you're not just breathing in for one and two and then holding the breath. You're sipping in a little bit more breath each time, and the same on the exhale. Feel as though you're almost like a coffee plunger, moving down gently through the four stages as we exhale. So let's take a regular breath in through the nostrils and a regular breath out. And then breathing in for 1, 2, 3, 4. Breathing out, 1, 2, 3, 4. Breathing in, 1, 2, 3, 4. Breathing out, 1, 2, 3, 4. Breathing in, 1, 2, 3, 4. Breathing out, 1, 2, 3, 4. Inhaling, 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhaling, 1, 2, 3, 4. Inhaling, 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhaling, 1, 2, 3, 4. Take a regular breath in, a regular breath out. Let your breath just continue to flow. And we're going to add to that sequence now. So at the top of the inhalation, we're going to hold the breath, take a little comebacker, a little hover, a short little pause for the same count of four, and then do the same little pause at the end of the exhalation. So we're inhaling for four, holding for four, exhaling for four, and holding for four. Just going to do this for three rounds. So take a regular breath in through your nostrils, a regular breath out, and breathing in for 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 1, 2, 3, 4. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 1, 2, 3, 4. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold, One, two, three, four. Take a regular breath in, a regular breath out. We're going to do the same thing again now, but we're going to change the length of the count. So if you're sitting cross-legged, just change the crisscross of your legs. And this time we're going to be lengthening with a count of eight. So it's the same pattern again. Inhale, hold, exhale, hold for a count of eight. If this makes you feel in any way uncomfortable, then please just do your own count. Go back to the count of four again. I'll start you off for the first round, and then you're going to do two rounds by yourself. So taking a regular breath in, a regular breath out, and breathing in for one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, hold, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, exhale, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Hold. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Inhaling, counting for yourself your count of eight, and repeating that cycle twice more by yourself. There's absolutely no need to rush, so take your time, allow your breaths to be full and complete. But when you are done with that, just gently bring your right middle finger onto the hollow base of your throat. Going to continue breathing in and out of the nose in a nice, soft, rhythmic flow. But begin to feel as though you're breathing in and out through that space behind your finger pad. So as you breathe in, you might feel the skin move back away from your finger. And as you exhale, feel the skin moving forwards towards your finger. Smooth inhalation. Smooth exhalation with Ujjayi Pranayama, so the breath of victory. With this breath, the breath becomes a little bit more audible. So if I was sitting next to you, I could probably hear the soft, almost wave-like sound to your breath. It begins to sound a little bit like when you put a seashell up to your ear. It has that kind of vibrancy. So as you breathe in, you might feel a little constriction through the back of your throat. That's quite usual. And a slight constriction as you exhale. So breathing in and out of this space behind your finger. Even though you're really breathing in and out of your nostrils. And we're going to try and maintain Ujjayi breath as we move through our class tonight. Because it lends itself to a meditative flow. Its rhythm guides you inwards. So if you feel you have that rhythm down, just let your right hand rest back onto your lap. And we're going to add some movement into the breath wave now. So we're going to begin to slightly inhale. And then allow your arms to move out to the sides, around and up. Towards the ceiling. Try to still be inhaling as your palms touch overhead. Then begin to exhale a little bit
And then allow the heels of your hands to come down through the midline, bringing the hands to rest in front of the heart, still exhaling as the hands rest there. Inhaling, breathing in a little bit, and then allowing the movement to flow out, arms back around and up. And as you exhale, let the exhale go out a little bit and then bring the hands down through the midline, continuing that in your own time. Trying to frame the movement by the breath. So allowing your breath to lead you. Keep your eyes closed so that you can really focus on your current, because it doesn't matter if anybody else is going more quickly or more slowly than you. Try to tune in and connect to your unique current. And this is really the feel of the class tonight. Identifying our own rhythm, connecting to it, moving from that center of truth. Next time your hands come down through your midline, just pausing there with the hands in front of the heart, softly open your eyes, and you're going to slither forwards all the way out along your mat, coming into a full prostration. So coming all the way forwards, Danda Pranam, just like a staff along your mat. Offering through your breath your thanks to the earth. If you can, bring your palms together in front of you like a little arrow shooting your fingers forward. If that doesn't feel great in your shoulders, of course bring your hands in like a little pillow underneath your forehead. Keep your shoulders melting down. Let your breath continue to be full, easy and deep. And at the end of your next exhalation, sliding your hands back alongside your hips, palms flat down. Keep your chin or your forehead down on the floor. Lengthen the crown and the tail away from each other and press your pubic bone down into the mat. Let the inhale begin to rise. Then let your legs and heart and chin lift off the floor into Salabhasana. As you exhale, lower legs, heart and chin back to the earth. We're going to do this for about a minute. So breathing in and breathing out and doing your best to allow your breath once again to frame the movement. So drink in a little bit of the inhalation, then allow the breath to help you rise. Sip out a little bit, and then softly lower, yielding to the flow of your breath. Breathing in and breathing out. It's not important how high you lift. Try to think more of the length. Your palms down into the mat so that you've got a little bit of support there from the earth through your palms. Keep the shoulders relaxed and notice if at any point your facial muscles begin to show any sign of tension. And if that happens, pull back so that the movement is easeful. At the end of your next exhalation, slowly lowering all the way down and sliding your hands alongside your chest. The elbows move into the side ribs. So pressing the floor away and bringing yourself up to an all fours position. Tuck under your toes. take an in-breath and press yourself back to a bent knee, downward facing dog. So the knees are really bent. If you can, shin bones kind of parallel to the floor, and press your belly back towards your thighs. Take an in-breath as you do that, and as you exhale, let your heels release towards the back of your mat. So as you inhale, strongly bend your knees, press your belly back and lift your sitting bones up. And on the exhale, let your heels release. And doing that three more times with the wave of your breath. Good. Really lift the sitting bones up to the sky. Good. And exhale, let your heels release. Try to keep your feet about hips distance apart if you can. Good. Then at the end of your next exhalation, let your heels stay released to the back of your mat. And as you inhale, rise up high onto your tippy toes. Look forwards towards your thumbs. You're going to walk your feet softly towards your fingers. If you get stuck halfway, walk your hands back towards your feet. Keeping your feet hips distance apart now. Bend your knees, sweep your arms forwards, and lift up into fierce pose or Utkatasana, chair pose. Keep your tailbone lengthening, keep your heart lifting. Inhale, and on the exhale, we're folding forwards, interlacing the fingers, and bringing the arms overhead as we empty the neck. You can keep the knees bent or straighten out your legs. Inhale, sweeping the arms forwards, coming up, making sure your knees don't move inwards. Keep your knees pointing towards your toes. And exhale, catch the opposite interlace if you can, and fall forwards. You're going to continue with that pulse with the wave of your own breath. So as you inhale, rising, and as you exhale, folding, letting go. Moving with your breath, allow it to lead you. And again, it doesn't matter if that means you're moving at a different pace than your neighbour. Try to keep the focus inwards. Almost feel tonight as though you've got little blinkers on. So it doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. Just keep your inward focus. Feel as though each time you go forwards, it's your opportunity to let go of all that stuff that's no longer serving you. Anything perhaps you've been carrying with you, or anything that's been holding you back. Let it pour out, offer it out to the earth. And the next time you inhale and come all the way up, let's come all the way up to standing. And as you exhale, bring the hands down through the midline to rest in front of the heart. And coming towards the top of your mat, if you're not there already. Standing in Tadasana, with the hands in prayer position. Take an in-breath. And on the exhale, just let your hands release down by your sides. So you're standing tall and steady, Samasthiti. And we're going to begin Chandra Namaskar. We're going to do four cycles of Chandra Namaskar, working our way around the mat. This does involve a little bit of kneeling. So if you know you've got sensitive knees, you might want to have a little cushion at the ready. So standing tall, just closing your eyes for a moment. Keep your awareness inwards. Soften your mouth and your jaw. And feel as though you have a full moon right there in your mouth, creating that spacious quality on the inside of your cheeks and up to the roof of your mouth. Picture that full moon rising upwards now through your mouth, moving up just past the center of your brain and drifting back to the back of your head, where it rests at the Bindu point, that little hollow at the base of your skull. Keep the awareness here at the Bindu point as we move through our practice. Let's
Open our eyes about two-thirds of the way, a nice soft gaze. Take the palms together, and as you inhale, let's bring the arms forwards and up overhead, drawing the tailbone into the body, keeping the floating ribs anchored. And as you exhale, soften your knees and touch your thumbs into your third eye center, into your heart space, and begin to hinge forwards and let your hands come down to the earth. Release and empty the neck. Sliding your right leg all the way back, your left leg even, all the way back behind you and lowering the left knee down onto your mat. Bring the palms together again, inhaling and rising to the sky. Keep the tailbone drawing into the body. And as you exhale, tapping into the lunar qualities in the third eye center, into the heart space, and then bringing palms to the earth. With the back toes tucked, we're going to press back to downward facing dog. Take an in-breath there. And on the exhale, let's lower the knees down onto the mat. Inhaling, lift your tailbone, lift your heart into cow pose. And on the exhale, rock your sit bones back towards your heels into balasana, child's pose. As you next inhale, the hands slide back to the knees, rising, reaching up to the full moon. And on the exhale, we come forwards back to child's pose using any variation of child's pose you like. But if you want to stay connected to the lunar quality, let your heels of your hands rest at the bindu. So the elbows will be on the floor, the heels of the hands resting on the back of the head. If that doesn't feel so great for you, of course, hands can come forwards like a pillow. Breathe in gently. And breathe out fully, and you're going to enjoy four more full breaths here, keeping the breath just as rhythmic as you had when you were sitting right at the beginning of the practice. How much can you let go with the exhalation? At the end of your next exhale, try not to cut it short, let it flow out completely. And then stretching your hands forwards to the top of your mat, you're going to slither all the way through onto your belly. Hands alongside the chest, shoulder blades melting, pubic bone and tops of the feet pressing. As you inhale, let's find some length in cobra pose, drawing the floor towards you through the palms of your hands so you can press your heart forwards. Tuck under your toes, and as you exhale, let's press back to downward facing dog. As you next inhale, your left foot steps between your hands and the right knee lowers down to the floor. As you inhale, bring the arms forwards and all the way up to standing. And as you exhale, stepping the hands down via the chakras all the way down to the mat. Good. Tuck under your back toes. And as you inhale, lift the back knee, look to the top of your mat and spring both feet together and fold out over the legs. Palms together as you inhale with bent knees or straight legs, come all the way up to standing. And as you exhale, bring the hands down again via the intuitive center of the Ajna chakra and the center of loving compassion at the heart. We're going to turn to our right now and do exactly the same facing the other direction. So we're going to work our way around the compass. So the fingers moving out, palms together as you inhale up to the sky. The floating ribs anchored. And as you exhale, tapping into Ajna Chakra,
heart center, soften the knees and bring the palms to the floor. Sliding your right leg now directly back behind you. Lower the knee down to your mat. Palms together. As you inhale, coming all the way up. And as you exhale, touching in again with those lunar qualities on your way down back to the earth. Pressing back to downward facing dog. Good. Inhale there. And on the exhale, bring the knees down to the earth. Inhaling, lift the heart and the tail. And on the exhale, rock your sit bones back towards your heels. Slide the hands in. Inhale, reaching up to a tall kneeling position. Hands reach to the moon, open and receptive. And on the exhale, coming down to child's pose. Hands on the bindu if that's serving you. Otherwise, make a little pillow. You're going to take 5 full breaths here. Breathing in for 1. And exhale, breathing in for 2, and exhale, breathing in for 3, and exhale, breathing in for 4, and exhale, breathing in for 5, and exhale, stretching the hands forwards towards the top of your mat, the new side, and slithering forwards all the way through onto your belly. Let the inhale help you to rise up into cobra pose, elbows hugging the ribs, and as you exhale, toes tuck, downward facing dog. With the in-breath, step your right foot between your hands and bring the knee down onto the floor. Good. Palms together, inhaling, rising all the way up. And on the exhalation, coming through those energetic centers all the way down the pathway to the earth. Back toes tuck, lift the back knee and spring the feet together. As you inhale, the palms come forward, soften the knees if you need to, particularly if you've got lower back issues. Coming all the way up to salute the moon. And on the exhale, Ajna Chakra, Anahata Chakra, and then turning around to the back of your mat. And we'll repeat this Chandra Namaskar again. So as you inhale, sweeping the arms forwards and up to the sky. Good. On the exhalation, knees soften, coming down through those energy vortexes, those spinning wheels of energy through the central column and all the way to the floor. Sliding your left leg all the way back behind you and lowering the knee down. Palms together. Inhale, rising into crescent lunge. And on the exhale, coming all the way down the brow, the heart, and the earth. Stepping back to downward facing dog. Take an in-breath, and on the exhalation, lower the knees down onto the mat. Inhale, lift your tail and your heart, and on the exhale, rock your hips back towards your heels. Good. Inhale, slide your hands in towards you and reach up to a tall kneeling position. And on the exhale, folding forwards into child's pose again, letting the hands rest on the bindu point or creating a little pillow for your forehead. And breathing in for 5 full rich breaths. Breathing in and breathing out. Full rich inhalations. Smooth, deep, complete exhalations. The end of your next exhale, stretch your hands forwards to the front of your mat and slither all the way through onto your belly. Inhaling, rising to cobra.
and exhale, pressing back to downward facing dog. Inhaling, stepping your left foot forwards alongside your left thumb. Lower the right knee down onto your mat. Palms together in front of your left shin, and as you inhale, the arms sweep forwards and up, palms together. And on the exhale, coming back down, the brow, the heart, and the earth. Back toes tuck, lift the back knee and spring the feet together, bowing to the earth. Palms together, root down to rise up, saluting the moon. And on the exhale, hands come down through the midline again, tapping in to the intuitive center and the center of love and compassion. Once again, turning around to your right for the final round. As you inhale, sweeping the arms forwards and all the way up. And on the exhale, folding, remembering to tap into those qualities of the lunar energy on your way down. Sliding your right leg back behind you this time, lowering the knee down. Palms touch. Inhale, rising. Beautiful. And on the exhale, coming down via those energetic pathways all the way to the earth and finding down dog. Take an in-breath. And on the exhale, both knees come down. Inhale, lift the tail, lift the heart. And exhale, rock your sitting bones back to your heels. Slide the hands in towards you. The inhale lifts you up. Arms full of gratitude, reaching up to the moon. And on the exhalation, coming down to child's pose again, hands to the bindu for five full deep breaths. Breathing in for one, and exhale. Breathing in for two, and exhale. Breathing in. Three, and exhale. Breathing in for four, and exhale. Breathing in for five, and exhale. Inhaling, reaching your hands forward, slithering through onto your belly. Let the inhalation help you to rise up, heart open. And exhale, pressing back, downward facing dog. Inhaling, right foot steps forwards, lower the back knee. Inhale, rising, crescent lunge. And exhale, following the pathway all the way down to the earth. Back toes tuck, back knee lifts, spring the feet together. Unfold and bow to the earth. Inhaling, reaching the arms forwards and up, palms together. And exhaling, hands down again through those energetic points to rest in front of the heart. Let's turn around to the front of the mat, back to our starting position. Feet hips distance apart. Close the eyes and just pause there. As you close your eyes, just imagining your mind as a still lake, the full moon resting at your bindu point, but it shines a moonbeam right across the lake of your mind, which is then reflected out through the Ajni chakra, the space between the eyebrows. Feeling that sense of calmness and steadiness over the earth. And allow your thoughts to move across that lake just as gentle little ripples. Look for the space between the thoughts and see if you can make that space longer, bigger. No tension. Easy rhythmic breaths. quiet, calm, steady mind. Gently opening the eyes. And as you inhale, let's sweep the arms out around. Again, trying to frame the movement with your breath. And on the exhalation, let's fold all the way down.
Hands to the floor, stepping back to downward facing dog.
As you inhale, we're going to take the right leg up to the sky and open out through the hip by dropping the right heel towards your left hip, taking the right knee up towards the sky. And as you exhale, knee to navel, place the right foot by your right hand and lower the back knee. Taking the arms back behind you now, inhale, back up and around. And on the exhale, out of your mouth. Good. Taking the hands all the way down, stepping the foot back and going to the other side. As you inhale, left leg to the sky, open through the hip, keeping your shoulders square if you can. And on the exhale, knee to navel, place the foot, lower the back knee down. Inhale, rising. And exhale through your mouth, really let go.
Pressing back to down dog. Let the inhale lift the right leg again.
Open out through the hip just as we just did. That's it, lovely. Knee to navel and place the foot. Back knee lowers to the mat. Take the arms back around and up. Really have the sense of opening your heart as your hands reach out through the mat. All the way down. You're going to do that again on the left side and once more to either side. So moving with the flow of your breath, left leg lifts. Good. And stepping the foot through. Back knee lowers. Inhale, rising. Exhale through the mouth. All the way to the end. One more time to the other side. So being led by your breath, it really doesn't matter. If you're slower or quicker than anyone else, try to keep those blinkers on. And after you've done that last repetition on your left side, you press back to downward dog, just coming down to rest in child's pose for a moment. Take your time, there's no need to rush. And we're going to do exactly the same again in a moment, but we're going to come up into a high crescent lunge. So if you're feeling a little bit energy depleted, which we can do around the time of a full moon, and you don't want anything so challenging as a high lunge, then stick with what we just did if you prefer to. But reaching your hands forwards, drawing yourself back to downward facing dog. And as you next inhale, take your right leg up to the sky again. Open out through the hip in lamp pose dog. Beautiful. And then step the foot forwards all the way between the hands. Stay on the ball and the toes of the back foot. Inhale, rising all the way up. Back leg stays razor sharp through the mouth.
Stepping back. Inhaling, left leg lifts.
Good. Stepping it through. Inhaling and rising. And exhale, taking you all the way down to the earth. Good. And repeating twice more to each side. So two more right, two more left. So take your time. Let the steadiness come before the flexibility. So really don't rush. Make sure your foundation is nice and steady. This should feel like an easeful flow, nothing forced, almost effortless, like you're moving, just being led by your breath, almost like a dance on the breath, the exhalation out of the mouth as you come down. Again, when you're complete from downward dog, you're just going to release down into child's pose. Good, well done. So I describe there this sensation of feeling as though you're dancing on the wave of your breath. And I know dancing is my thing. I know other people like skiers and surfers that also tell me that when they really get in the groove, when they're in the zone and they're catching the wave or they're going down a mountainside, you are so focused and so mindful and so present, you find yourself in that zone of oneness. And that's what we're trying to find in our vinyasa. That feeling of just easeful flow. And if dancing, as I said, is really my thing, and often I put on some music and throw myself around with kind of gay abandon, just, and when you've got that, when you really feel like you're in the zone, that's what we're looking for, this sense of oneness. So we're going to try and find it again with some standing poses that we're very familiar with. So I'd love for you just to slide your hands forward and press yourself back into downward facing dog. Rise up high on your tiptoes as you inhale, look to your thumbs. Step into the space between your hands, folding over the legs as you exhale. Inhale, coming all the way up to standing and bringing the hands down in front of the heart. So what's going to happen in a moment, we're going to take ourselves back into downward dog. And then from downward dog, we're going to come through, we're going to step the right foot forwards and we'll come through a warrior one variation. So with the right foot forward, both legs will be straight and the arms will just be reaching up to the sky. Then we're going to open out to warrior two, so you might need to slide your back heel away. We're going to open with an in-breath to reverse warrior. And on an exhale, we'll float into pause bakanasana. On an in-breath, we'll come all the way back up to warrior two and cartwheel the hands over on an exhalation and move through a vinyasa and do the same again on the left side. We're going to keep doing that for about 5 minutes. Now, because we're all going to be moving at different paces, it's not a test to see who can remember the sequence. What it is just a way of helping you to find your flow. So if you want to pop in another pose that I haven't offered you, or you find yourself just lost in it and you suddenly find yourself folding forwards or doing anything else, or you get the poses in the wrong order, it doesn't matter. There's no yoga police that are going to come knocking on the window wanting to come and arrest you tonight. So the idea here is that you just keep flowing. So it's less kind of looking at me, furrowed brow, gritted teeth, and thinking and kind of motoring on through, and more easeful body being led by your breath. Okay? I am going to be doing it. So if you do have that moment of panic and you think, I don't know where I am or what I'm doing, then you can, of course, watch me. But the idea is you just keep flowing with your breath. Okay? So let's try to find a bit of a groove, and then we'll flow. So as you inhale from Tadasana, let's take our arms all the way up. And on the exhale, let's swan dive out over the legs. As you inhale, come up halfway, stepping back on no breath to the top of a push-up. And on the exhalation, lower your knees and then lower your belly and your heart down to the earth. Inhaling, rising to cobra. Exhaling, pressing back to downward facing dog. And as you inhale, right leg strokes the sky. Feel free to open the hip if you want to. And on the exhale, step the foot alongside the right thumb. Anchor the back heel. Inhale, rising up. Both legs begin to straighten as you come to the top. Palms reach up. The hips and the chest are square to the top of the mat. And exhaling, opening out Virabhadrasana 2. You might need to slide your back heel away. Inhaling, reverse warrior, leaning to the back of your mat. And on the exhale, elbow to thigh, sweeping the hand forwards to Parsvakonasana. Take your left fingers down to the floor like you're moving in a semicircle, and taking the arm all the way back behind you. Let it help you up back to warrior 2. And then cartwheel the hands over and begin the cycle again. Top of a push-up and moving through. So continue with that flow. And if the vinyasas get too much, of course you can leave them out. Just perhaps stepping back just to downward dog instead and changing legs. more aside each time. Take your time moving in a way that feels good for you. Beautiful, everybody. Really great. When you're done, I'd love for you to come all the way down onto your belly in a full pranam, a full prostration along your mat. And don't worry, even if you're the only one moving, it's all good. Take your time.
So your shins will come off the floor over your and your ankles over your knees, and your hands will slide back alongside your chest, so that as you inhale, you'll basically just press into the index fingers, lift the heart, and on the exhale be lowering. So it's kind of a modified cobra version
that kind of connects the bow and cobra together. If you can comfortably reach your ankles, I'd like for you now to bring your heels in towards your bum and reach back to find trouser legs or ankles. For about a minute, we're going to pulse with the breath. So the inhale, your heart and legs are going to lift. And as you exhale, you're lowering. Obviously, your legs don't lift if you're doing the cobra version. So just pulsing with the rhythm of your breath. Try not to let your knees wing out. They can be about hips distance, but try not to have them going out, splaying out to the sides if you can. Just listening to the wave of your breath and letting your breath be easy. So, no gritted teeth. This time, one palm on top of the other, rest one cheek or your chin or your forehead, and your big toes to touch again. Let your heels drop out so you disengage all those muscles that have a tendency to grasp and grip around the lower back in those subtle back bends. And just taking a couple of breaths into your belly, breathing in and breathing out. Feeling the support of the inhalation, the surrendering softness of the exhalation. If you're resting on one cheek, just turning on to the other side. Up to an all fours position, and I'd love for you just to set up in a tabletop position, heels of the hands underneath the shoulders. If wrists are sensitive, then onto knuckles with thumbs pointing forwards, knees underneath the hips. And then as you inhale, let's come back into cow pose. Lift the tail, lift the heart, and breathe out through the mouth as you exhale to cat. Allow this to be your pulsation now. Inhaling. Through the mouth, letting go. And not striving to get the deepest, biggest back bend that you can get, but finding the space by listening and following your breath wave.
Just enjoying one more round. Coming back to a neutral position. And we're going to slide our right knee forwards alongside the thumb. Stretch back your left toes towards the back of the mat as you bring your right sit bone down onto your heel. And this might be your variation of pigeon pose. If you want to get into the hips a little bit more, rock over to your right. Just slightly move the heel towards the, away from the groin. Flex the ankle and then roll the pelvis back over again so that you're neutral. So you're not leaning all the way out onto the right side. So either version is fine. Close your eyes and breathe in fully into your belly. Sip in a little bit more into your ribs. Sip in a little bit more up to your chest. And breathe out of your mouth. Again, breathing into the legs, into the torso. Sip in a little bit more all the way up to the head and breathe out of the mouth. Coming forwards onto forearms, palms together, elbows underneath your shoulders. And breathe into the deepest part of yourself now. Breathe into your heart. Breathe into the 1,000-petal lotus at your crown. And empty out through your mouth. Let go. And if you want to, bring the palms flat and rest your forehead there. Then go ahead, be my guest. But continuing that sense of breathing in right to your core and breathing out fully. And then very slowly rolling all the way up. And you can slide that right knee back and let's switch to the other side. So either variation of pigeon pose, but just finding a neutrality in the hips so you've got equal weight of the left and right. Take an in-breath all the way into your belly. Drink in a little bit more to your ribs, upwards to your chest, and out of your mouth. Breathe into your legs. Sip in a little bit more to fill your torso, all the way up to the head, and out of your mouth. Coming down onto forearms. Close the eyes, breathe into the deepest part of yourself, into the heart, into the 1,000-petal lotus, and breathe out fully. If you feel you want a pillow there, to fold further forwards to the earth. Go right ahead, dive in. Breathing gently. Slowly hands either side of the knee, and rolling yourself up. Let's slide that leg back and just rock back, bringing your sit bones to your heels. Shift your hips to one side so you can extend your legs out ahead. If you would like an extra layer now, feel free to put on socks or sweaters. We're going to go down onto our backs just to finish off with a nice rhythmic twist. But after we've done that, we're going to relax in Shavasana. So have everything alongside you that you might need for Shavasana. After Shavasana, we're going to come up for a 10-minute seated meditation. So if you know that sitting for that long is hard work in your hips, then make sure that either you've got some support alongside you to pop under your pelvis, or you move yourself back to some wall space, or if you want to sit, get up and sit in a chair. Just make sure there's a chair near to you so you can come up and sit comfortably. So once again, you don't get distracted by disease and discomfort in your body. Maybe you've got everything that you need. Just holding on to your knees and slowly rolling down onto your back, coming onto your forearms first of all, with the knees bent, so that you can lift up your hips and lengthen your tail towards your heels, and then lower the sacrum, the lower back, onto the floor, and then slide your hands out, bringing your shoulders and your head down onto your mat. You're going to keep your knees bent. Have the heels in, not super close, but kind of underneath your ankles, underneath your knees if you can. Step your feet out, mat's distance apart. Move your arms just away from the sides of the body a little. Take an in-breath, and on the exhalation, let your knees just drop to one side. Both knees going in the same direction, keeping that width between the feet. Slowly roll your head the opposite way. Inhaling, the chin and the knees come up through the center. And as you exhale, the knees and the chin go the opposite way. So breathing in and breathing out. Feeling as though you're just like a piece of seaweed at the edge of the shoreline, being carried by the current, being carried by the wave within. Listen to the wave, feel the ebb and flow. And allow your movement to be guided by it. Your chest. Keep your feet as wide as your mat and then just drop your inner knees in to touch. Roll your palms up to the sky. See if you can allow your thumbs to roll towards the earth. Soften your facial muscles. Once again, imagining that lunar lozenge right there in your mouth. Imagining the moon rising.
rising up beyond your brain, drifting to the back of your skull and resting in the Bindu. The light from that moonbeam reflecting out across the lake of your mind. Watch that clear, calm, steady lake once again. And if thoughts do ripple across the water there, just watch them. Watch them pass by and enjoy the space, the clearness and steadiness and calmness until the next ripple approaches. Dive deeply towards that place of calmness and peacefulness. Rest there and relax. Bring awareness back to your breath. Connect with that current once again. The soft rise and fall. Begin to feel into your physical body, noticing where your body begins and the earth ends. And as you next
next inhale, stretch your arms back behind you. And on the exhale, just let your left arm float down to your side. And then rolling slowly over to your right side, using your right upper arm as a little pillow. And then pressing the floor away and bringing yourself upwards towards a comfortable seated position. So if you need a chair, you need some wall space, get comfortable, warm and steady. Find a way of sitting evenly over both sitting bones. Let the backs of your hands rest on your lap, palms open. If you prefer to take any other kind of mudra or a hand gesture, then go ahead and move your hands into anything that you might be familiar with. Close your eyes. And imagine for a few moments that you're in a crowded place, perhaps a shopping mall, an amusement park, a department store, somewhere where there are people all around you, walking this way and that way, wandering around. You're surrounded by people. Some of them are strangers to you. Some of them you've known for a long time. Others are acquaintances, and others still just have a vague familiarity. You find yourself seated comfortably at a place where you can view everyone clearly, as though they're parading by. Now choose the next person your eyes fall on, the next one your thoughts evoke. And notice a tiny glow of light in some portion of their being. Look at another person and then another, and see that they too have a faint light that has always been there, but seems to be glowing brighter now that you've noticed it. You're aware that everyone is glowing brighter and brighter. And you notice that as they glow more brightly, they also slow down. Find that you are slowing down too. Your thoughts are less frequent. Your mind is joining their mind in a slow motion dance of light and being oneness. You sense a warmness flowing through your being. You're feeling so relaxed, but so aware. And the light that is emanating from all those people around you is growing more intense now. It's becoming a bright white colour with an increasing intensity. It's becoming so bright and softly diffuse that it's now difficult to distinguish where one person's outline ends and the next one begins. They all seem to be merging, blending, consolidating into one bright, glowing existence. Become aware that you are glowing with that same intensity, and that you too are merging with the others. Begin to feel a sense of weightlessness, like you're floating, you don't know where you leave off and the next being begins. The light is all around you, joining you. Comfort surrounds you. You feel so safe, so secure. The light that you radiate to and receive from is the manifestation of pure love, peace, and joy. Allow yourself to fully surrender to that oneness now. Begin to experience a feeling of love. Not being in love, but being of love itself. The spirit of light and love of all those who go with you in that sharing is always with you. In every task you do, let this love enhance that task as though you were doing it for the greater good. Allow yourself to experience a feeling of peace now. In the union of oneness with all other beings, there can be nothing to fear of anyone, because everyone is part of you. Feel the comfort that comes with being peaceful wherever you go, in whatever you do. Feel the peace that is you. Allow yourself to experience a feeling of joy now. Experience what it feels like to be the very essence of joyfulness that precedes you as you enter the presence of others and lingers still after you've gone. Allow yourself to experience the feeling of oneness, being one with all who are with you in the light, remembering that we are all part of the source. Feel that love extend through you to all the beings with which you have merged in oneness. Remember this feeling well and take it with you to use each time you forget who you are, when you forget who we all are. Bring your awareness to the light once more. See the myriad beings as they one by one take back their individual identities and physical form. Notice that even now their light is still growing, glowing brightly in every single one. See your own being now. It too is glowing. It has retained the love and the peace and the joy and oneness it has just experienced. Begin to come back into this room. Taking back your role, your identity as this student here on earth. And as each facet of your life enters your awareness, bless them, bless everyone with the feelings of peace, love, joy, and oneness that are with you now. And bring in your hands to your heart. Let's just chant together the Pranava Om just one time. In unity, that we are all of that same source, that same light. Breathing in for Om. Om. bowing forwards, sending our praise, thanks, and gratitude to the universe. And may we each continue to be connected to the source, to the light, to help us move into an existence that's more authentic. Where we can move in from our own truths. And begin to realize our passions, hopes, and dreams. Learning to share. May the light in me honor and bless the light in you. Namaste.